are interested in, and this is our published data from a few years ago now, but our current data look pretty much like this, that oophorectomy clearly reduces mortality after, there's no S in my RRO. I'm really trying hard to not do that to myself anymore. That oophorectomy substantially reduces all-cause mortality, breast cancer-specific mortality, and ovarian cancer-specific mortality. And it is pretty much as you'd expect. If you're reducing risk by 50 to 90%, you would hope there would be an accompanying mortality reduction. The one piece of data that we also consistently see that is interesting is that this breast cancer mortality reduction is about 90%, whereas you saw, and this is overall, but as you saw, the risk reduction wasn't anywhere near 90%. It was more like 30, 40, 50%. And so what we're wondering here, and our subsequent data seem to confirm it, that the mortality reduction is quite strong, and is that because we're actually treating breast tumors in some way by giving women oophorectomies, so, intentionally or not, and that's actually influencing the mortality rate substantially. So these are studies that need to be followed up on. So I think, it's very clear now that the...